on this episode, taking semen retention from streaks to superpower.
This is the Holistic Alpha Male Optimization Podcast, where we help you unleash your true power as a man.
Hey guys, welcome back to the show. I'm Stephen Mathis. Thank you for being here. Let's talk about semen retention. This is one of the most important things we can possibly talk about because it is, in fact, the most powerful energy that we have access to, sexual energy, which means that if we roll with our sexual life in a way that drains that energy, there is no way we are going to live up to our true potential. On the other hand, when we figure out the sexual part of our life, really, and we really dive into it and we expand and we go deeper and deeper, it can and will empower us to be the most expanded, powerful version of us. Of course, part of that is semen retention. Now, one of the things that guys are often very, very focused on with semen retention is streaks, counting the number of days, weeks, months, whatever it is. And while that holds some value, it really only addresses part one of what is a three-part framework. That's the way that I look at semen retention. It is basically a three-part framework. And my experience is that most guys have only ever been exposed to or worked on in any real meaningful and intentional way part one of that three-part framework. So part one is conservation. It is literally learning and practicing and building the discipline to conserve the energy within our body. That is the sole focus of most guys when it comes to semen retention. They think about streaks. And if you read in the NoFap community, they talk about certain, 90-day magic windows. And even guys who are not even in that community are getting sucked into that. I've heard over and over and over and over and over again from guys, and this is where I was years ago as well, guys who are focused on the streaks, right? Counting the days. And while that, again, holds some value, it is part one. Let's talk about part two and part three of the framework because that is where the magic really, really is. Part two of the framework is transmutation. It is taking that sexual energy from our sexual center and transmuting it into the rest of our being as other forms of energy. And some of this happens a little bit automatically, but my experience in most of the guys that I've heard from and worked with is there's not an intentional process happening for the vast majority of guys who are practicing semen retention. There is not an intentional and aware and knowledgeable process happening of that part two. This is one of the reasons why, if you've ever had the experience where after a certain period of time, 5 days, a week, 20 days, 30 days, whatever it is, you reach a certain point where it becomes kind of overwhelming. And some guys will be obsessed with sexuality at that point, and to the point that it's distracting, or it'll otherwise feel sort of bothersome in some way. If you've had that experience, that is because you're in essence getting stuck in part one. And part two of the framework is not really happening. It's getting stuck in that sexual center. So part one of the framework, conserve. This is the core focus of most guys practicing retention. Part two, transmutation. Part three is where it gets even more magical because as we transform, and when I say magical, I literally mean that. Look up the broadest definitions of the word magic. When we create, when we turn thoughts into things, it's literally magic. So part two, you will absolutely experience that. You will have, as you start to truly move that energy into the rest of your being and truly transmute it into other forms of energy, you will absolutely feel a world of difference between that and getting stuck in this sort of streak-based focused where it kind of gets overwhelming and you get stuck at a certain point. When you can open up those floodgates and you can just start pumping that energy through your body in a flowing kind of way where it can go up to your brain to become creative energy in more powerful ways and all these other forms of energy, amazing things will happen. Part three is really where it gets the most special because this is where you get to decide how you specifically apply this. Part three is channeling. So part one, we're conserving. We're keeping that energy in our body, more of it. We're allowing it to build up to a certain degree, but it will only build up to a certain degree if we don't continue into the other part two and part three of this framework. You've probably experienced that as well. A lot of guys have. It will only keep building to a certain degree if we don't really turn on that flow, right? So part two, we really turn on that flow. Part three, we take that flow and we focus it on very specific things, very specific things. Everything from a long-ish term target, meaning a 3, 5, 10-year target. You can apply it towards something like that. Down to something like needing a single creative idea for a paper or a talk or a project or a solution at work or in your business. You can take, once you move through and you develop all three parts of this framework, you can give your subconscious mind the need for a creative idea or a solution or something that you want to draw into your life and channel that energy that you have transmuted. You took it from sexual energy and you transmuted it into energy that can be anything. And now you can channel it towards a specific thing, which is another part of the framework because it's other techniques and perspectives and other practices where you start to get more specific. So I have a feeling, based on all the hundreds, probably, I guess, at least a couple thousand or more conversations that I've had with you guys at this point, most guys, again, we're getting stuck in part one. And we're not really doing part two and part three. And in fact, nobody is really teaching part two and part three. That's part of what makes this podcast different. Part of what makes when I coach guys, how it's different is we're actually going into part two and part three. If you look at semen retention information out there in the world, you will find that the vast majority of it is focused on the conservation part. If not, almost all of it is focused on the conservation part. Very, very little talks about the transmutation and the channeling part, which is where, I mean, listen, the bottom line, I'll leave you with this. The bottom line is, I think what we all really want from this whole semen retention journey is we want to be able to turn it into specific things in our life, right? We have dreams and targets and visions and relationships we want to attract and things we want to accomplish. That's what we want to do, is we want to turn it into those specific things. And yeah, feeling, you know, the energetic difference, the emotional difference, the confidence, all that stuff along the way, the better, you know, sexual energy and better sex with partners, all that kind of stuff, that's all awesome. But in the end, I think what you likely desire, if you're anything like me, is turning that into creating what you want to create in your life. That only happens when we dive into the deeper part. And the conservation part, the streaks part, is really just the prerequisite for the rest of it. So keep stepping, keep diving deeper. I'm here to support you. Reach out to me. You can text me, 801-742-1439. You can shoot me an email. Either way, have an amazing rest of your day. We'll talk with you soon.